Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name this morning. Good to see each one here. Good to see the house so well filled this morning. I'd like to read from Exodus chapter 15 this morning. Be reading from verse 1 through 19. I've heard a lot of Thanksgiving already this morning. That's what I'd like to talk about today. I guess this past week really made an impression on me. We have a lot to be thankful for. Rudy's sitting here with us this morning. It's very good to see that. It was already mentioned this morning. You know, a week ago we were worried about him. We prayed for him, and God brought healing. And then I've heard lots of thanks since then. And also there was one of the crews working this week, and the building that they were working on, the wind came along and blew it over. And we could be having several funerals today, but instead, everyone's here, and maybe a few bruised up, but not too bad, really. So we thank God for those things. Exodus 15, verse 1 through 19. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his hosts hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency hast thou overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them, they sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thine right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take a hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them by the greatness of thine army. They shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased, thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign for ever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. I just want to look at some reasons why we should be thankful today. You know, the children of Israel were living in the land of Egypt. They were held captive there by Pharaoh and his army, and they had to work really hard to please their master. They didn't want to be there. They wanted to leave, and Pharaoh wouldn't let them go. And this here is a song of thanks and praise to God for his deliverance to them. They were there for 400 years serving the Egyptians in bondage and slavery, and they had a lot to be thankful for. I think this song, they really meant it. They meant it in sincerity, like we heard about this morning. And, you know, we as Christians also were in bondage. We also served a master that was a very hard master. So we today have a lot to be thankful for in that as well. Are we as thankful as we should be? I don't think that this message is because we're not thankful, but I hope it can be an encouragement for us to be more thankful. I know I could be more thankful than what I am. Psalms 92, verse 1, 2, and 4 says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands." And then also in Psalms 116, verse 17, "I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord." If we just think about it for a minute, you know, if a person would give thanks to God every day, only once a day, I know we thank God for the food three times a day, but if a person only does it one time a day, and he would live to be 100 years old from the day he's born, if he could talk, and he would thank God for all these blessings that we get once a day, even if he would live to be 100 years old, that's really not that much giving of thanks. I don't think that we can give God too much thanks for everything that he does for us. If we just stop and think about it, how much he blesses us, is our thanks enough? Another reason that we have to be thankful is in Colossians 3, verse 15. It says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Also, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So, we're not only commanded to be thankful, but it also says, in everything, give thanks. Now, we might think, that's pretty hard to do. How can I be thankful for when things go wrong? How can I be thankful for that? Matthew Henry, a Puritan preacher in the late 1600s, lived a good example of this. He was coming home from work one day there in London, and two men jumped out of a dark alley and robbed him. And what the Reverend Henry wrote that night in his diary was very interesting. He said, here's what he wrote. He said, "Let me be thankful, first, because I was never robbed before. Second, because although they took my purse, they didn't take my life. And third, because although they took my all, it wasn't very much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed, not I who was the robber." And, you know, that's just a very good way to look at a difficult situation. No, it's not fun to be robbed. It's not fun at all. But I think in every situation, we need to look for the good things. There's always something that we can be thankful for in every situation if we look for it. I know I could use more of that kind of an attitude in my life. We may be tempted to think, you know, what's so bad about not being grateful? You know, when somebody gives us something or whatever, and it's courteous to say thank you. And I believe God appreciates that very much, too. I know he does. But we might be tempted to think, what's so bad about being ungrateful? Well, I read in Romans, if you read Romans chapter 1, I'm not going to read it, but I would encourage you to read it sometime. it was very interesting what I noticed there. It talks about the wrath of God being revealed to from heaven against ungodliness and the unrighteousness of men. And then Paul goes on to list some of those unrighteous things. And there's some pretty terrible things in there. The one thing that's mentioned in verse 21 was not glorifying God. They knew God, but they didn't glorify him as God. And then in the same verse, it mentions unthankfulness right along with it. In verse 23, they were changing the glory of God, of an uncorruptible God, into an image made like to corruptible man. Now, to me, that seems like a terrible thing to do, to take an uncorruptible God and change him into an image as corruptible man. And it also mentions birds and animals. Sounds like the New Age movement where God is in everything and everything is God. And that's, you know, that seems like a really terrible sin to me. And then also in verse 25, they were changing the truth of God into a lie. And unthankfulness is listed right along with these kind of sins. And then later in the chapter, there in Romans chapter 1, it says, "For this cause, God gave him up unto vile affections." So it is serious. It is important that we're a thankful people. And I think as Christians, we are thankful. We have so many blessings. But sometimes we take those things for granted, and it's easy to forget just how blessed we really are and to be thankful for them. Maybe some practical reasons why we're not thankful at times. We're human. We're forgetful. You know, how often do we pray for even small things, and God answers that prayer, and we just go right on? We don't even think about it. And God appreciates when we come back to him and thank him for prayers that he's answered. He's done it so many times. You know, we often pray for protection for the day and then get to the end of the day and nothing happened, and we don't even think to thank him that he did protect us until something bad happens like it did this week. We don't always forget, but I do a lot. They say practice makes perfect. So let's practice thanking God even for the small things that he's done. Someone once asked the question, what if you would have woke up this morning with only the things that you thanked God for yesterday? How many of us would have woke up this morning with much at all? Three meals maybe? It's an interesting question to ask ourselves. Maybe some more things that cause us to not be thankful. Self-centeredness can, if we're so busy thinking about ourselves that we don't think about others and thank other people for what they've done. What about the 10 lepers in Luke 17? Verse 15, Luke 17, 15 to 19 says, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." I'm not sure where the hearts of these other 9 lepers were, but they definitely weren't grateful for what Jesus did in healing them. When they saw that they were healed, they just kept right on going. Maybe they had families at home they wanted to go see, and they were excited about it, but they totally forgot to go back and thank Jesus for healing them, except for the one. He went back and fell on his face at Jesus' feet and with a loud voice praised God and thanked him. I need to be more that way myself. Okay, some benefits of gratitude. I looked up a little bit of there was 40 different research studies that were done to see what some of the benefits are of being thankful. And it's amazing what people have come up with. These are not necessarily from a Christian viewpoint, but yet they're very good. You know, if we as Christians can use these things to bless those around us, it'd be amazing. There's emotional benefits. People that are thankful are more relaxed. They're more resilient. They're less envious of others that have more than they do. And they have happier memories. There's personality benefits. A person that's thankful is less materialistic. He's less self-centered. He's more optimistic. And he has a better self-esteem. Socially, thankful people have healthier marriages. They're kinder. They have more friendships, and not only more friendships, but their relationships are deeper. Health-wise, thankful people sleep better. They have less sicknesses. They have a longer life, and they have increased energy. Financially, it makes more sense to be thankful. Thankful people are better managers. More of their goals are achieved. They have improved decision-making, and they have increased productivity. So it pays to be thankful. It just makes sense to be thankful. And like I said earlier, these studies were not necessarily from a Christian perspective. But yet all these things are character traits that you would find in a Christian. Jonah certainly benefited by praying and giving thanks to God. In Jonah chapter 2, verses 7 to 10, it says, "When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited Jonah upon the dry land." I don't know how much time was in between Jonah's prayer and the time that the fish spit him out, but it would appear here like it was pretty much directly after he prayed, the fish spit him out. So how are some ways that we can express our thanksgiving? Through prayer. I appreciated Ken's prayer this morning. There was thanks given to God for different things. We use prayer in basically talking to God, and he appreciates when we give our thanks through prayer. Psalms is full of prayers of thanksgiving. I think David was a very thankful person, and he a lot of the Psalms there that he wrote are prayers of thanksgiving. Psalms 101 or 107, 21 and 22 says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." Another way that we can express our thanksgiving is songs of praise. And I just kind of listened this morning. Most of the songs that we sing are directly or indirectly songs of thanks. If you look at them, if you think about what we're singing, it's interesting how that so much of our what we sing is songs of thanksgiving. We can express our our thanks to God by obedience to him and his word. Ephesians 5:1-4 says, "Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become a saint, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks." In those studies that were done, one of the things that they had some people do was make a list of things that they're grateful for. Just before they would go to bed, they would spend about 15 minutes in their journal just writing down things that they were thankful for, blessings that they experienced. And these things actually help them sleep better at night. So I actually tried that last night. I was going down through the list there, and my list didn't get very long, and then my alarm clock went off. And it seemed that way anyway, you know. So I think it's true that if we count our blessings and make a list, you know, we have a tremendously long list of blessings that we can write down and be thankful for if we just stop and take the time to do it. So in closing, I'd like to read from Revelations 7. Revelation 7, verse 9 through 12. It says, "And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell down before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." You know, I think that one of the main themes in heaven is going to be on thanksgiving, far beyond what we can ever imagine. And we'll have all of eternity to thank Jesus for what he's done for us. But let's not wait till then. Let's do it now. And do it with sincerity. I appreciate what Ken said, had his devotions on sincerity. We need to be thankful, but we also need to be sincere about it.